Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marlon Stewart. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Marlon Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stewart. Vallo moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Two outs. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Limmer for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Suter moves to third. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Joost reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juice scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards first. Limmer fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Berry moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Fowler covering. It's a double play. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Suter, who tags Groth trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wirtz scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth strikes out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fowler moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Pretty moves to third. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel throws the ball into Suter, who tags Kell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pretty scores. Stewart scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Limmer reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Joost scores. Vallow moves to third. Philly moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Limmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Neil Berry. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Keller reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Wally Moses pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Joost hits a line drive to right field. Wirtz throws towards first. Krahoski fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krahoski. Majeski scores. Astroth moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing left field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Hal White now pitching. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Zerniel goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bobby Shantz pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.